Little Emily was 10 years old, and she was coming home from Sunday school, walking very slowly this day, sort of a heavy heart at the thought of going to the miserable home in which she lived. All the sunshine of her life was left behind at the Sunday school, and she went home to a dark, dismal home where she had a daddy that was a drunkard, a mother that was sick, maybe sisters and brothers that were hungry and had no clothes to wear. It was a terrible, wretched home in which Emily lived. Well, she got home, she entered the front door, the poor little house. She found her father sitting by the fire in silence. For a wonder, he was sober. She touched him on the shoulder and said, "Daddy." "Well," he said roughly, "shall I sing to you? We sang such a sweet hymn this afternoon at Sunday school. I'm so fond of it. I'd like to sing it to you." "If you like," the father replied harshly. His face did soften a little bit, as Emily was sort of the oldest child and sort of his little pet. He knew she was a brave little girl and helped her poor sick mother a lot. Degraded as he was, he really did like his wife and children some, but he was cursed by the awful drink that he couldn't seem to free himself from. Well, Emily started to sing, and these are the words of the song. "If I come to Jesus, he will make me glad. He will give me pleasure when my heart is sad. If I come to Jesus, happy I shall be. He is gently calling little ones like me." Emily sang the first verse and then said gently, "Daddy, wouldn't you like the Lord Jesus to call you too?" "Call me?" he said. "No fear, Emily. The Lord wouldn't call a wicked drunk like me. He might call a good little girl like you, but not a bad man like me. But, Daddy, the Lord Jesus just came into the world to die for wicked sinners and bad people." And she pulled a little card out and said, "Read this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." "See," Emily said, "the whosoever. Who does that mean?" "Well, it means anybody." "Does it mean you, Daddy?" "Oh, yes, well, I guess it does mean me." The father thought for the first time in his life, God loves him, and Christ died for him, and he could be saved. And right then and there, that old, wicked, sinful, drunken man trusted the Lord Jesus, and he was saved, and he went on to live to prove his salvation.